Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Holy crap!
Wait a second.
Uh-oh. Holy crap!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Zach Wilson in Mike McDaniel's offense is really fascinating.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
They're 15th in a row. The Cavaliers down to Brooklyn Nets.
Gonzaga reclaims the crown.
Earlier on the show, NBC Sports Bay Area reporter Matt Maiocco, University of Michigan quarterback Bryce Underwood. Coming up, Cowboys defensive tackle Osa Odighizuwa. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We're all waiting on Rodgers, I'll be honest with you. I mean, the Steelers, the Giants, Russell Wilson, everybody else. The new league year, the National Football League, starts in 2 hours. 2 hours. Merry new league year, everybody. Call us at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We've got tons of time. Before the end of this Wednesday program, we just already had Bryce Underwood, University of Michigan phenom quarterback, in studio. It was a delight to meet the 17-year-old with a bright future. And Matt Maiocco, who covers the San Francisco 49ers, joined us in hour number one. Tomorrow, Josh Gad in studio. Dennis Leary in studio as well. So there's lots to talk about on Wednesday, Thursday show as well. As we mentioned, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Call us. We'll have time to take your phone calls for sure. Fresh off of signing a four-year deal. Let me make sure I got this. Bless you, by the way. Get it all out because we're this guy's one of your guys, TJ Jefferson. The Dallas Cowboys, four-year, $80 million deal that includes $58 million guaranteed. The guy hit it from right around these parts, collegiately, formerly of UCLA, now still with the Dallas Cowboys, Osa Odighizuwa here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, Osa. How are you?
Good to be here, man. I'm doing great.
Yeah. And it's raining here in Southern California, which means, you know, people can't drive. It's crazy right now, man.
Yeah, it's nuts. Luckily, I lived in Portland growing up, so I'm pretty used to dealing with the rain. No, I can't say the same for people in L.A. or even people in Dallas, to be honest.
So does that mean you're a Trailblazer fan as well? A Portland Trailblazer fan or not really? Osa.
I do like the Blazers. I root for them. But I am a LeBron fan. I love Damian Lillard because he stayed in Portland for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, LeBron fan.
Well, you know, he's a fan of yours as well, I'm sure, Osa. Right? You know that he's a Dallas Cowboy fan.
LeBron James?
Yes, he is. He left.
I did not know that.
Yes, I'm not telling any tales out of school, right, TJ? LeBron.
Well, he was, and then he said he wasn't, so I don't know. I'm not sure.
I mean, no, we've seen him. We've seen him wear, you know, Dallas Cowboy gear. He sometimes leaves the Browns at the water's edge. You never know. But
yeah, he's been to training camp and things.
So walk me through your decision to re-sign with the Dallas Cowboys with the contract you took from them, Osa.
You know, it's definitely a lot having to do with me wanting to stay in Dallas. I wanted to stay in Dallas. I knew that was where I wanted to be at. You know, I knew this is the team that I want to play for. So it made it a lot easier when they came up with a good offer. So it was kind of a easy decision. Obviously, you had to weigh out taking the franchise tag and, you know, chasing that, like, extra money, or even, you know what I mean, just chasing that little extra bit of money. But decided that it was definitely worth the deal. I liked the deal a lot. It was a great deal. So, you know, being where I want to be at, having the structure that I have around me, you know, tax-free state, a lot of that went into play in me taking that deal. So I figured it's a pretty good decision.
No, and listen, I believe you're already referencing a lot of stuff that people were talking about, your contract and what your market value would have been had you hit the free agent market and things of that nature. Did you hear from any of your fellow colleagues at your position, the union, about your contract at all, Osa?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of opinions, a lot of people, you know, a lot of chatter here and there, kind of talking about what the market value would be is going to be pretty high. But like I said, you know, I love this team, and I wanted to be in Dallas, so it was a pretty easy decision.
Yeah, I mean, and $80 million is nothing to sneeze at. That is for darn sure. What do you love about being a Cowboy and staying put, Osa?
Man, I mean, I love the city of Dallas. I love playing at AT&T. Cowboys Nation is great to play for, and I love my team, bro. Like, my teammates, my brothers, love playing for those guys. And I say that as a sigh. It's just, like, sad to see a couple of them go. You know, guys getting paid, guys getting snatched up in free agency. I love seeing guys go get paid. But, you know, definitely a little bittersweet seeing some of those names not on my team anymore.
Did you at any point in time personally negotiate or talk to Jerry Jones at all, Osa?
Nah.
You let your agent
handle
it. It makes sense. The reason why I ask that is we've been told many stories, DeMarcus Ware being one of them, where he's personally gone into Jerry's office, and Jerry says that he it's going to be a tough negotiation when he lights a votive candle in his office, and then suddenly, you know, things go ahead and get dicey before they come together. So you didn't have any of those experiences at all, is what you're saying?
No.
Have you been in his office?
No.
Have you ever visited Jerry's office, Osa?
Have I been in Jerry's office?
Yes,
no,
sir.
I haven't.
Oh, man. Well, now you got tenure now. You got 4 years. Now you gotta go ahead and do that. Okay.
Stop by out there and say what's up.
So,
just go knock on the door, see how he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, he's paying you $80 million over four. I mean, I think you've got an open door policy, personally, but that you be you. So, what do you tell Cowboys fans that are down because of the way last season went, and that the two teams that the fans love to beat played for the NFC Championship, and one of them actually won the whole damn shooting match? What do you say to those fans, Osa?
I mean, just keep holding it down. You know what I mean? A lot of things happened last year, a lot of ups and downs, but just keep holding it down. I feel like it's going to be a good year this year.
Okay. What is your relationship with Micah like? What can you tell me about Parsons?
Man, he's a great dude. I feel like we have a good relationship. That's my dog. One of the guys that I came in with, so we're pretty close.
Okay. And in terms of that, what's your favorite Micah story where he did something on the field that left you and everybody else somewhat impressed, if not incredibly impressed, based on him maybe calling a shot or something that you saw him do and then succeed at, Osa?
I'll say our rookie year. I mean, I already knew, like, he took one rep during OTAs our rookie year, and he just, like, stopped on a dime, left someone on the floor, and then got a sack. And I was like, oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Like, it was just one of those reps that you just kind of look at, and you're like, oh, okay, he's like that. And then I want to say we played the Broncos, and he got cut blocked, and he beat the cut block and then got the sack.
And
so after that, I'm like, okay, I can't really be shocked by anything else that he does. I mean, he still finds a way, but, you know, that kind of set the tone for the kind of career it was going to be. I was like, okay, that's the type of athleticism that we're dealing with here.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, defensively, you two guys are front and center in terms of, you know, holding down the fort. In the few minutes I have left with you here, the inaugural Odigizua Foundation Gala taking place at the Omni Frisco Hotel in Frisco, Texas, home of the Star, coming up on March 29th. What can people know about to help you raise money for what you're hoping to raise money for, OSA?
We're raising money to help single-parent families. We've been doing some really good things this past 3 years. So we're just trying to increase the ability to leave an impact and change lives the way we've been doing. There's going to be live music there. There's going to be a silent auction, an online auction, and a live auction. Going to be doing some makeovers. There's going to be a little fashion show there, styled by myself. And I have a co-stylist as well that's joining me. So it's going to be a really good event. Going to be very cool to see. You can get your tickets at theodigazoofoundation.com. And yeah, man, I hope to see as many people out there as possible. It's going to be an awesome event.
Okay, let everybody get it. It's Odigizua Foundation, and go check that out for more information and tickets. What do you mean fashion show? Oso, what do you mean by that?
We're doing some makeovers, man. And we're doing about 10 makeovers, so I got to go shopping a little bit, okay. Buy some outfits, and we're gonna have them walk.
A walk? So do you know, do you have a runway walk? There's an Osa Odigizua runway walk? Yeah?
That's not what we're calling it, but yeah, it's gonna be like a mini little fashion show.
Okay. Is Dak gonna walk? Do we got Dak coming out maybe to walk for you, Osa?
No, it's just, so we got some of the mothers that we support coming in doing the walk, so we're going to be giving them makeovers head
Love
to toe
it.
And have them looking great.
Okay, well,
also stuff.
Everybody, check it out. If you're in the area in Frisco, Texas, and it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Congratulations on your new deal and staying down there in Dallas. And good luck with the Cowboys.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You got it. That's Osa Odigizua right here on the Rich Eisen Show, the defensive tackle of the Dallas nice. Cowboys.
There you go, TJ.
Your guy.
That's what I'm saying.
The Cowboy actually stayed put.
I love it. Let's go.
I didn't even want to break out the certificate.
I mean, that would have been so disrespectful. I mean, you're better than that.
Am I?
I mean, hope so.
It's on fire right now.
Joe in Texas, let's take your call right here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Joe?
Yes, sir. You got a phone going over there at the 54. Oh, hello?
Yeah.
What's going on the 54?
Joe, you there?
Sorry about that. I was letting the westbound know there's a full grown over there with a four wheeler on the side.
Okay. Oh. Let's be safe. Joe, let's be safe. You're a truck driver? Is that what you're
nice.
Saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right, Joe. Eastbound and down. What do we got?
I got a solution for my Steelers and the Giants. We give them our number one this year.
Uh-oh.
So they can move up and get their number one pick for wherever they want to get. And they give us their number one for next year, so that way we can get enough, build up some pick power to get Archie Manning.
So, hold on a second. You're willing to take the 21st overall pick this year and whatever the Steelers do next year to cough up the third one. You got to get more from the Steelers. You do realize that, right, Joe? We can't just do that. We got to get more.
Yeah, I was hoping you could be advising on that. I'm just trying to spitball, Sammy.
Because you're trying to get Arch.
This year.
So what you're saying is you don't buy any of the quarterbacks in this year's draft. So the Giants should. So you're a Giant fan in Texas, Joe?
No, I'm a Steeler fan.
You're a Steeler fan. Oh, so you think the Giants should? I see what you're saying.
We give them our number one pick for this year.
Uh huh.
So that they can use whatever they can to make a deal with the Titans, so they can get the number one overall pick and get Cam Ward.
Okay. All right. Very good, Joe. I appreciate that. Thanks for the call. That's Joe in Texas with a very interesting draft day trade. That'd be like
draft day.
Vontae Mack, no matter what.
No matter
right.
what.
No matter what.
I'm trying to follow his line of thinking there. You know?
Hmm.
But I appreciate somebody's driving a truck pulling over on the side of the road. I don't think the Giants would do something like that by any stretch of the imagination. The Giants are trying to beat the Steelers right now. Isn't it funny? The Rooney Mara family are once again connected. Mm-hmm. Giants and the Steelers waiting for Aaron Rodgers to decide. There has been Cooper Kupp news, and we'll get you that when we come back right here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on a very busy Wednesday. Don't go anywhere. Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. At the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Now is the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't think you can get away with all that? Think again. But don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Do I call you a free agent quarterback sitting here? What do I call you?
Dak? I don't know. I mean, this is my first time going through this. You tell me. Call me whatever, I guess.
I will call you Dak Prescott.
That works.
I'm going to ask you the question this way about what contract you think you're going to get, okay, in terms of pie. Because I've heard there's less pie. I've heard there's more pie. That's right. There's Jerry Jones right there, the voice of Jerry Jones. We've heard there's less pie. We've heard there's more pie. I'm wondering if you think this is deep dish pie. How deep is it a deep dish pie?
If I'm guessing, I'd say yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it franchise pie?
I would say.
You'd say?
Well, no, I mean, I don't know what kind of pie we're talking
franchise
about.
Franchise tag pie.
Excuse me,
is it franchise tag pie?
Oh, I don't know. I mean...
Long-term pie? Is it long-term pie?
I don't know. I just want a piece of the pie. Just put it like that.
Okay.
I'm getting hungry, chunk out right? The pie. I mean,
that's it? Yeah, okay. And is it a pie that starts with a four? Is it a pie that starts with a four?
Like I just said, I'm leaving up to my agents to cut my piece of the pie.
Okay.
I'm just ready for it and ready to eat. So
okay.
When that happens, I'm ready to get to work and excited for this offseason.
And we've also heard through DeMarcus Ware told us that when you sit in Jerry's office, have you gotten the Jerry's office meeting yet?
I've been in Jerry's office.
Okay, and that he lights a candle, turns the lights down, and gives you a whole Dallas Cowboys speech. Have you had that? You have not had that yet?
No, okay. I haven't had that one yet.
He says that that happens when he's trying to close a deal. So I think you'll know that you're really close if you
when
walk
the
in.
Lights turn off.
Lights go
okay.
Down.
Thank you for that that warning and that heads up. So now I know like what's going on when that happens.
There's apparently a votive candle with a Dallas Cowboys star right on the side of it. I don't know if it's scented. It might be the smell of pie of some sort.
Right.
I'm just saying that hasn't happened yet, is what you're saying.
It hasn't happened.
Okay, when you
it
get that call, happened. You know, wow, I'm close.
Okay.
That wasn't an awkward chat at all with Dak. You know. I like the music. That's very good. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. We finally got some breaking news. We haven't played this drop in like a day and a half. What's going on, man?
Hasn't been any big, big moves.
Well, this one's pretty big as far as I'm concerned.
Hit it.
Go ahead and hit it.
Here it comes.
Boom! And Maria, I see.
Breaking news.
Okay. Christopher, you want to handle this one?
The Rams have officially notified Cooper Kupp that he is going to be released.
That's it.
Couldn't find a trade partner who would take on his $20 million salary this year.
$20 million.
Yeah.
So he's being released. I can't believe this is the end. My only friend. the Triple Crown winner and the Offensive Player of the Year from 2024 is
Super Bowl MVP.
Right now, going elsewhere in 2025. That was a somewhat fast turnaround. I don't know. There would be times where he didn't have any looks, any catches. No, you know, and there were times when he would just do Cooper Kupp stuff. And he's so good. He's such a the thing that part of his superpower,
beating man coverage.
Well, that's it. I mean, he's a man beater.
Yep.
And you know, has he lost the step? I don't know, but that's going to be the conversation that will fuel him in his next spot. And the thing that, you know, getting to chat with him and meet him and interview him for, you know, pre-broadcast, for instance, last December, he knows everything about the playbook, literally everything. He is a coach on the field. And that's part of his superpower. He knows exactly what blocking schemes require and where you need to be and what you physically have to do in order to gain leverage with the way your body leans, knowing the scheme, knowing what the defense looks like. He kind of has like a beautiful mind. You know, he told me he taught himself piano.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
He taught himself, like, using YouTube videos and taught himself how to play the piano.
He's missed 18 games the last 3 years.
I know. That's another thing, too.
I still want him in New England. I'm not talking that down. I'm just saying.
Well, the thing with New England is, who's going to be first? Who's going to be your Jalen Brunson, with all due respect?
Yeah. No, you're right.
You know what I mean? Because the Knicks were like, hey, we're the New York Knicks. Why wouldn't you want to come here? And it's just like, well, there's many other teams.
Mm-hmm. And well, in New England, you're kind of buying the potential.
Of Drake May and
the new coaching staff, right, and kind of this revamped defense from this week.
And until, I guess, it shouldn't be Jalen Brunson, to use the Knicks analogy. It would be Julius Randle. Who's going to go there and be the self-made man and just be the star to help bring others to the table? Would Cooper Kupp be that guy? I think Cooper is going to ring chase. And there's got to be some... Which you can't blame him.
No.
So
he's going to have a robust market.
I would think so.
I would imagine there's a lot of calls being made right now.
And that the fact that they're releasing him means they're giving him like a 2-hour head start on the new league year. I don't know. You could start doing it right now. I don't know. Didn't they give him an opportunity to find a trade partner? The problem is that the $20 million is too large a haul for some, for most. So you want to sit here and say, what would be a great spot for him? Kansas City wouldn't be a bad spot. They lost DeAndre Hopkins to Baltimore. D-Hop is now a Raven.
Chargers, great spot.
Chargers. He doesn't have to move. Well, doesn't...
They kind of need some receiving.
Well, I understand that, but isn't what he brings to the table something that Ladidi already does? Like... Yeah. Right, like
similar skill set, I guess, but
that they play the same position.
I see what you mean. Yeah, maybe. I mean, Dallas should be in on him.
Should TJ,
be, but
TJ, this is where you get selectively aggressive. Yeah. This is sort of the Derrick Henry move that they didn't make last year. I think it's not apples and oranges. Like, it is apples and oranges, but it's the same produce aisle in terms of the spirit of taking somebody who's in their early 30s and say, you still have it, and let's give you that opportunity on a respectable prove-it deal.
Yeah, why not, man? But again, my hopes aren't up high.
Here's one for you. I'll throw it out there. Maybe I should look up before I say it, because I'm trying to figure out what their roster looks like. But I'll say it right now. What about the Bears? If Keenan Allen's walking, DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, Cooper Kupp.
That's pretty fun.
I think Cooper Kupp's one of those guys that we can safely say can plug in any team.
No, I exactly.
For sure.
No,
sure.
I
exactly. He fills the Keenan Allen role.
That's what I'm
you're
saying.
Lose him.
Right.
Reliable, great route runner, great hands.
Right now, wide out three is Tyler Scott. But
what about the Bills?
What about the Bills?
I was going to say Houston.
If you again, you want to rank chase.
Stacked right
now. I mean, Houston got Christian Kirk, but you got to think they're still.
But Tank Dell's probably going to.
Tank Dell's slow return.
Yeah. Probably Sears going to be a wash for him.
I don't know if you're ring chasing going to the Raiders, but you become maybe their number one.
We spoke about the Niners yesterday.
We did, but they went ahead and they got DeMarcus Robinson.
Yep.
Which, you know.
With all due respect to DeMarcus
Robinson.
I got Robinson, it. You know, but.
You're trying to get Aaron Rodgers and you're the Giants. You flip money to Cooper Kupp.
They kept Slayton. Obviously,
That's right.
Malik. They've got Malik.
Just spitballing. What about the Denver Broncos?
Now, that's interesting.
Yeah. What about Denver?
I mean, Cortland Sutton.
You got Cortland Sutton and Devon Vele and Marvin Mims Jr.
I'm into that idea.
You could throw Kupp in that.
And then
mix.
Maybe Kupp, maybe you get Tyler Warren, or maybe, you know, Ashton Jeanty.
I don't think Tyler Warren. I mean, they're too deep down the line there for that. Boy, we're just live on the air spitballing about Kupp.
Yeah.
Well, that's the Colts. You know, we talked about them yesterday.
I think he's a new quarterback.
You know what? Let's talk about a couple things here. But obviously, to put a button on it.
He's got his choices.
He does.
Yeah.
I mean, he does.
Yeah, there's going to be a dozen teams in on him.
I've got one last one for you here. Here's an interesting one. What about the Jets?
I was about to say that, but I didn't want you to think I was trying to troll you.
No. It's, why would that be trolling?
I mean, all due respect, I'm not sure if you're ring chasing with the Jets.
You're not. No, you're definitely not.
Yeah.
I get it.
You're not ring chasing with New England either, but you're going because they overpaid for you.
Here's one that's not an option for one would think because they went ahead and got somebody. You know, no one's going to be talking about this signing, but we will. How about the Dolphins signing Nick Westbrook and Keeney yesterday?
Yeah, I saw that.
I saw that, and I'm like, that guy with – he was a really good receiver last year.
He scored a touchdown in like six straight games.
Right?
Yep.
With Will Levis.
And, you know,
speed guy.
Tua, Achan, Cheetah, Waddle, Westbrook Akini, Jonnu Smith. Do you call it sneaky good? I mean, or schemed up, that's a lot of fast people who can score touchdowns,
but they've had a lot of fast people the last few years.
It just comes down to home run hitters, pal.
To his health and the defense, which has not been great the last couple of years when we all bit on them being division
right. No, I know. But I thought that was an interesting signing right there.
Also, one that happened during the show, MVS is going to Seattle.
Okay. Well, somebody's got to catch passes there now, right?
Facts.
With all due respect to everyone not named Jackson Smith and Jigba, that's still
correct.
There. But Kupp is just very intriguing. And let's talk Bears for a second.
Oh, Bears.
Hey, Bears fans, if you want any indication as to whether you've made the right moves, because I understand last year might leave a mark. Because last year, right around this time, when it was obvious you were taking Caleb, and it was so obvious that right now is when you picked up Keenan Allen, right? Remember that from the Chargers who made that decision to move on from him right at this point last year. Mm-hmm. And then Keenan Allen, a Cal guy, showing up to USC's pro day, right? Just normally would be like waving a red flag in front of a bull. But we understood why he was there. And the general manager, Ryan Poles, was there. And Eberflus was there. And if you found, remember, Breer was telling us they were basically installing the offense, using the pro day and the top 30 visit to start front-loading the playbook into the brain of Caleb Williams, and you know, they get DeAndre Swift, and they get Roma Dunze in the draft, and they get all of this stuff that led us to believe that Caleb Williams was as set up for success as any rookie quarterback has been in some time. That was the conversation, right? You were saying Bears might make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're a sneaky playoff pick, sure.
Like, the only time we got to pump the brakes is when, was Jalen Johnson the one who came on and said, message to Bears fans is be patient?
Mm-hmm.
And we were all like, what does that mean? He kind of might have.
He was kind of right.
he's dropping a breadcrumb, maybe or not. I don't know.
So
that's the reason why I bring this up, because, yeah, it's kind of happening again. You know, Ben Johnson, you beat the Raiders to that punch and everyone else to that punch. You know, Ben Johnson can sit here and say, oh, my wife and I, we went to a Cubs game. That's part of the reason why we're here. We love Chicago. Like, sure. But they put the money out there for this guy and made it a no-brainer for him to take the job in Chicago. And then all the moves that they've made in free agency. So once again, I think Bears fans are kind of maybe on edge to say, is it happening again where we're going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe because we're listening to all the rose petals being thrown at the feet of Ryan Poles, the GM, and ownership for letting him make these right decisions?
Back-to-back offseason winners.
So here's an indication as to that you've made the right moves. Because Amon-Ra St. Brown, I think the only time he normally works blue is when he puts it in his hair. But he and his brother on their pod were talking about the Bears' moves. And you tell me if this sounds like a concerned individual.
Bro, I feel like the Bears have unlimited money. This crazy. They're just signing new for like 40,
boom,
$50 million.
Boom, boom. Hey, yeah, they're trying to make sure shake.
Boom. Jonah Jackson, bang. Drew Dahlman, bang. Deo,
Go ahead.
Adeyingbo. Another I saw.
Adeyingbo. Like
a crazy amount of money. Grady Jarrett, bang. Like, they're just breaking everybody off.
They're trying to get an O-line for Caleb.
They got unlimited money. What the f*** is this?
I mean, their cap space is probably, they probably have a high cap space.
Got me hot. Ben's just making moves left and right. I'm like,
yeah, it's Equanimeous, and Amon-Ra's the one who is talking like a truck backing up, and he's like, Ben's making moves. Because if there's anybody who knows what Ben Johnson can do with the right tools, it's definitely Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And him seeing the moves that are being made with Ben Johnson being the one now atop the coaching flowchart. You know, look at this screen grab we had of him slapping his head. Like, yeah, if I'm a Bears fan, I hear this soundbite and I'm like, okay, we're doing the right things now. Hitting the line, both sides. Ben Johnson is now the guy. Because last year, I think that was the general sense, if I may say, was, okay, we're making all the right moves, but keeping Eberflus, was that the right move? That was kind of the undercurrent the entire time, mm-hmm. wasn't it?
Yep.
From Bears fans, I think I'm being accurate. I'm not trolling, hitting any low-hanging fruit. Because you know how I feel about Eberflus.
Mm-hmm. Eberflus.
He's Odigizua's new defensive coordinator, DC, and you should be pleased about that.
He is outstanding.
You should be. You absolutely should be. But as the HC, I don't know. If there's somebody who knows what Ben Johnson can do with the right setup, it's Amon-Ra St. Brown. And him having this reaction to the Bears' second straight offseason win, right, as you mentioned?
So far, yeah. They've been big winners.
I think that's a good indication that the Bears are doing the right thing.
The Bears!
Because it didn't sound to him like he's like, otherwise, he'd be like, yeah, I'm not terribly concerned. Right. I mean, I don't know if he would say such a thing into a podcast microphone. But that's on the St. Brown podcast right now. Was Equanimeous kind of, you know, because he played for the Bears, is he kind of, you know, Is he kind of egging him on a little bit too? Did you see that?
Yeah, that's like definitely some brother. Like they got a lot of cap space. And
go ahead, try to pronounce it. Go ahead.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that can't pronounce these guys' names.
So, throwing that out there, Alan Dallas. Oh, baby. It's been too long. What's up, Albert? How are you, sir?
How we doing, gentlemen?
Going
how are we doing? JJ Felly, the king of mold, the mold schooler. you're doing a great job.
Exactly. Al, you know what I mean? It's like you can't call him a replacement if he's here four out of every 5 days.
I'm not your director of HR, Rich, but, you know, like, I don't know, you know, so I know California's a tough state to work in. But, hey, listen.
Thanks, Al.
So, you know, I've heard a lot of people chiming in. You guys have been doing a great job talking about what's going on with the football world.
Thank you.
You know, my 2 cents on the subject. If you care, regarding the New York Football Giants.
Sure.
I told Brockman I wanted to sign Rodgers, but I don't think I want to go down that road. I do want to trade that pick, though. I want to trade down if somebody wants it. Try to get some more draft capital. Maybe get a pick so we can pull a Jackson Dart or something to that effect. I think Rodgers would be great. It would be great theater, and with the defense, he'd be doing a great job. But I don't want Russell Wilson either. So, you know, like, I don't see any upside to signing any of those.
Well, let me ask you this question, Al. This is a very serious question, and I'm not saying it in any trolling manner because I do adore the guy. Do you like Dable or not?
I do, and I think
then you can't. Then you can't. Then you've got to give him.
The thing is that this 1 year thing is ridiculous.
So that's the whole point.
You can't operate a business that way,
Al. Then if you like Dable, and I know ownership does. You know, obviously the point where they're keeping everyone intact for the moment. Then there's got to be some light at the end of the tunnel. I don't think they're going to be like, it's a losing season, you're gone. They are going to be nuanced enough to know if they're on the right track, they won't bust it up. And that means they've got to get their quarterback for the future. And if they're sitting here in there, and this is, I'm glad that we're sounding this out. If they're sitting around in their front office right now with no cameras on them, and evaluating the quarterback class as less than that, boy, we wish we had that third overall pick last year because Drake May, we would have just thrown the card in and we would be sitting back lighting cigars right now. That if,
knew that from the cameras.
Right. And so if they are sitting here thinking this is not it, they've got to go get Rodgers. That's why they went and tried to get Stafford, because they knew they would at least get some wins on the board and show what their program can do with a real operator at the controls with an offensive line to protect. And they've got to show that to ownership because, you know, with the exception of his, you know, coach of the year, rookie season, meteoric rise in New York, it's been just dreadful. And if you like Dayball, you can't just say, screw it, we're going to get a rookie quarterback and go through the ups and downs unless you hope that you're going to hit it like Jaden Daniels.
No, I don't want to do that. I mean, listen, you know, like Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, I told Brockman, you know, weeks ago, and I wanted Rodgers with like a Jackson Dart or somebody to that effect. I'm not in love with Cam Ward. If you do that, I want to trade that pick. Somebody will take the third pick. Somebody wants that pick.
Or you don't have to trade the third pick, Al. Use the third pick on Travis Hunter. Where you can get.
I don't know if I want Travis Hunter.
Oh, Al.
I don't know.
Al, trust me on this one. You do. You take this kid, and then you've got Malik Nabers and Travis Hunter. You have two of the most electric players in the National Football League together on the same field. And on top of it, when they're not on the same field together, you got a guy that can shut down CeeDee Lamb. You got a guy that can look A.J. Brown in the face and say, I got it. You got a guy who can look at Terry McLaurin or whomever, you know, the Commanders are going to call their number one receiver, and it should be McLaurin, right? You got some kid who's got it. And New York City, you also got the sizzle factor. You could do that, and then you could use your draft capital to go get Jackson Dart, move back up, before the Steelers in the first round and go do it.
I've been calling this show for so long. You know that I've always wanted to trade down with this pick if possible, just to get more capital, to get more guys. Can I say one more thing,
sure,
by the way?
Yeah.
You haven't really talked about this at all, but how, you know, you and I are same age, same area. How great is this St. John's run?
Oh, yeah.
How fantastic is this?
Yeah.
This is like, and the Vice show, I don't know if you've been able to watch the Vice show. I mean, you know guys in the locker room, but this is like heyday. This is unbelievable, like how exciting this is. And if God forbid they could shoot a three-pointer or shoot free throws, I mean, this team, this is great. This is awesome.
It is. It's exactly what the Knicks were hoping for when they hired Pitino as their head coach way back in the day. This guy with the thick New York accent leads a New York basketball institution to greatness on a championship run. Thanks for the call, Al. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You got it. It's Alan Dallas.
Just wondering, in the tournament, what are they going to do if they have to play an afternoon or day game?
Nice. I know you feel that he's a vampire, that he looks like he's Dracula. Who did I speak to recently, or did I see on TV? I'm sorry.
He was on a late night.
No, it's talking about nice. Oh. No, that somebody was saying they can't get into the St. John's run because all the people that ate it for Pitino's transgressions at Louisville all have like show cause and their careers are over, and he's skated and now he's at St. John's and he's like, you know, once upon a time, the great Rick Pitino once again. Somebody told me that they could not enjoy the St. John's run because of that. But that's the way, you know, obviously stuff goes.
Yeah.
But it is, you know, he's going to be front and center. And we'll see who talks about it when he's front and center.
It won't
Nobody,
be talked about at all.
Right?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Because he's a vampire.
This guy. He's a vampire. Oh, man. All right, we'll take a break. That was a good Giants chat with Al.
Man, he did want Rodgers the whole time.
But
and
I
now
understand.
He's
but, you have, no, but you have to understand, like, you get Rodgers, you need to show some wins and what the program looks like. That's why they tried for Stafford. They knew Stafford wasn't a long-term fix, and they know Rodgers isn't a long-term fix. But what it is a fix to show that the program can work the way that they're building it and then get somebody for the future. I don't think the Maras and the Tishes will say, you tried this and it didn't work out, so you're, you know, or they'll sit here and say, this has been a complete failure, you're gone. If they have a 4 or 5 win season with it, then the house is cleaned. But they need to see green shoots, you know. And if that means Rodgers showing the way that it's done, and they could see that the kid that they draft in the draft is coming up, or Rodgers bridges them to next year's draft. I mean,
or that Charles works. Davis wasn't so crazy saying Jackson Dart third overall.
Maybe they'll do that. I hear you. Yeah. But the essential bottom line is I don't think the Maras and the Tishes understand that it's not healthy to say you win now and let's throw all the eggs in our basket to create the sense that we're a 10-win team when we know we really aren't. Like they don't want to do it that way either. But they do like their coach, and clearly they like the GM enough to keep him around. And Daboll knows his stuff.
It's Last Chance Saloon.
I know. In the NFL, there's no margin for error. As we just saw, one mistake can change the outcome of a game and a season, and the biggest game at that. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. And that's why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, because they provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Imagine what it can do for you. I know. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but guess what? It makes the world of difference. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now save 40% on the new Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. Can you just clean that up, please, sir? Thank you.
I was never really a runner. The way I see running is a gift, especially when you have stage 4 cancer. I'm Anne. I'm running the Boston Marathon, presented by Bank of America. I run for Dana-Farber Cancer Institute to give people like me a chance to thrive in life, even with cancer.
Join Bank of America in helping Ann's cause. Give if you can at bofa.com/support Ann. What would you like the power to do? References to charitable organizations is not an endorsement by Bank of America Corporation. Copyright 2025.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, he comes in to harass
us. Along.
No contest wrestling with TJ every single week, with a different look, and back on the program without the epaulets this time, but still with a coat. But his arms are through the sleeves this time around. Is O'Shea Jackson Jr. Hey,
good to see you all. Blessings, Rich.
Does he know what he was called last week in the comments?
Yeah, Captain Crunch.
No, the Black Captain Crunch.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. For those who don't know, Captain Crunch's real name is Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch. Just some little information for you on this Wednesday.
Now, is this you telling us the truth, or you just doing what I like to do, which is if you say it earnestly enough, you'll make somebody believe what you just said?
Oh, wow. I might have to pick that up.
Is that Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch?
Horatio, that's
real. Truly the name of...
Yeah.
By the way, you know, it's not Captain Crunch.
Yeah, it's Captain.
Captain. So you understand.
The thing about me, Rich, is I know things about stuff. And Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch.
I believe him. I don't know why, but I do.
Thank you, man. That's my tag team partner right there, boy.
Oh my God!
Hold on, I'm googling it. What is Captain Crunch?
Captain Crunch. You keep saying Captain. Like, don't you understand? You should know your sugar cereals more than
I understand. It does say Horatio Magellan Crunch.
Man,
he is a sea captain of the SS Guppy, and he hails from Crunch Island.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
That's according to Google's AI overview.
Horatio
Magellan Crunch.
Yeah. So HM Crunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Horatio Kane.
Yeah. Right.
Another HC of notice, right?
It's getting deep over here. I don't know what we're talking about. Also, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buy the Puka jersey. What was that nonsense earlier?
No.
What do you mean? Get the
jerseys
Puka jersey.
Are expensive.
Chris.
But now I have it at 17, so I'm repping. He can rep Davante Adams, and it says Nacua on the back. He's got both.
This is that Massachusetts showing, bro.
That is true.
Like, oh, my goodness.
That is true. It's the Mass Hall.
Come on, man. It's your little buddy. Get him a 12, man.
Yeah.
You love the number 12. You're from Boston.
I do like 12.
I think it'd be what's easy. I think if I can, your inner monologue is like, you know, you got Den of Thieves 3 already.
Yeah, why don't you buy my son a
Uncle Shea.
I'm going to let you know, if you let me do this, you will never in your life hear the end of it. I don't know if you want to give me that type of ammunition, because I know you're
remember
just being
a
dad
and Jersey?
You gotta complain, but you're still gonna do it. But if you let me do it, America, I tell you, I will never let this off of your head, bro.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, then LeBron jerseys are showing
up.
Let me get an address.
We live in the same town.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's happening.
Send him a Mookie Betts Dodgers
just
one.
Just tell him the size, bro.
That's the one that'll really...
He is,
that's the Mookie? No, a Dodgers Mookie Betts.
Yeah, Dodgers Mookie.
Would be the one that really hurts him the
Cage
most.
Cage is close. I feel like to asking for an Ohtani jersey. He's always very close.
Oh, it's happening.
I mean, he loves Ohtani.
I mean, has he been...
What are you going
to
do?
No, we could go to the parade next year.
What you do is you give him an Angels version. You say, do you know what a throwback is? Let me tell you.
Just write Mitchell and S on it.
That's right.
Yeah, bro, we'll get you that 12, man.
Stop it.
Horatio Magellan Crunch. I was today years old.
I got
I found
bro.
That out.
He's older than you, Rich.
Who? Magellan
Captain Crunch?
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Magellan.
At the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, deals are so right, it almost feels wrong for you. Now's the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. And if you don't think you can get away with all that, think again. But don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on right now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great new day for a new Hyundai. Joining us here, getting set to do the No Contest Wrestling Pod with TJ Jefferson. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is here, showing his face after the Lakers lost to the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
Right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
We all saw the abuse. I don't need to tell you about the fouls or anything like that. And we'll be fine. We need a punch in the mouth after all that success.
Luka is in a constant state of complaint.
Yeah.
I mean,
welcome to the Lakers.
Well, I guess, is he learning that from LeBron?
No. Luka's always had that. All the greats complain. I'm not going to sit here and act like all the greats don't complain. Right? They've been complaining for decades. It's going to happen because they're great and they know they should be treated as such.
I kind of feel SGA. Nice. Luka's not getting calls because the refs are already sick of his whining by the middle of the first quarter.
Right. And on top of that, you got a player coach in JJ who knows. Like, JJ is on their head constantly. And when you start to develop that reputation,
yes,
then from there, you know, they have the meetings. When we found out that the refs literally had a meeting that they were going to give Allen Iverson the hardest season he ever had.
Yeah.
All bets are off, bro. They're talking about you, and they have a book that they're going to follow against you. I said what I said, and I'm saying it again.
I'm watching more Luka than I've ever watched before because, you know, that's
honestly, the Lakers
are right. Look, I have both him and LeBron in my fantasy team, along with Jackson Hayes. Listen, they're scoring 70 and a half when everyone's healthy.
Isn't it great?
No, I mean, you got to be concerned about LeBron being hurt. Yeah. I mean, he's 40 with a groin injury just before the playoffs. That's not great.
He'll be okay, man.
Okay.
Let me tell you something about the Lakers. We'll be okay. What I want to ask you about is, can I rest when it comes to the 49ers? Are they done for a while?
No. You're not there yet. You're not there yet. You got to see what the draft looks like. You got to see what the summer looks like.
Come on, man.
You're not there yet. You're not there yet. You're not through with your Niner hate.
They might sign Cooper Kupp in like 2 hours.
Yeah, you never know. But they're not. You're not through. You know, you're to the point where you can just sit back and. Well, I mean, you could rag on whoever you want at any point in time.
Thank you. Rams Ravens in the Super Bowl. It's going to be great.
Rams Ravens in the Super Bowl. It's been called. Who's on the no contest wrestling pod?
Our buddy Ash, he directed this film, Queen of the Ring.
Oh, that's what you guys went to see the premiere the other day.
Yeah, right. And you know, as an actor who's been in independent films, I know the more press you can get, the better. They treated us well, so we want to treat them well with
Look
the no contest.
You. Yeah, Look bro. At you.
I'm dressed real Hollywood today.
You have really?
Yeah, man.
I like the.
You can't tell from the camera. I smell good too.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know.
The hate is crazy.
It's not the hate. I just, the hate is crazy. We're too far away for that sort of thing.
Yeah, waft is wild.
We're back to wrap it up on the Roku channel in a sec.
Hey, yo.